الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نعم الله the beneficent the masku praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has made it possible for us to be in this particular program once again so as to make focus on the issue of the translation of the Holy Quran. We can vividly recall as in our last program we were able to stop at verse 34 of the Surah Al-Baqarah, the chapter named the cow. This particular chapter we knew is the longest chapter that is having almost 285 or 286 verses in another recitational dialect. So we are going to continue from where we stopped, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةَ وكلا منها رغدا حيث شئتما ولا تقربا هذه الشجره فتكونا من الظالمين. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created Hawa, which is Eve, from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. This creation took place whereby Prophet Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, his left ribs, one of the ribs was removed, and from that one his made was created, that is Hawa. After the creation of Hawa, Prophet Adam alayhi salatu wasalam saw her by his side and he asked, what is your name? Then she said, my name is Hawa. Hawa, that is my name. He said, what is the meaning of that? She answered, لأنني خرجت من حيين, because I was removed from something that is a living thing. That's why I was called, I'm named this particular name, Hawa. Then he asked her about the name of her offspring, and she replied, we call them Nisa. That is the name of her offspring, those that can be her family or her progeny from that particular period. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is narrating this particular episode here. And he said, and we said, O Adam, dwell, you and your wife in paradise, and eat therefrom in ease and abundance from wherever you will. But do not approach this tree, lest you be among the wrongdoers. Everything was in the paradise was under the Prophet Adam alayhi salatu wasalam is free to use with those things. But with the exception of one tree, this tree, it was categorically mentioned that he shouldn't touch the tree. He shouldn't use with the fruits, he and Hawa, that was the commandment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done that. Then after this particular episode or this particular scenario, something happens. That is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already predestined that Adam should be a vicegerent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the issue of vicegerency is that he will not stay in the Jannah perpetually and become the vicegerent of Allah. What he will perform is his mandate as a vicegerent is going to dispense it here on the earth surface. So something along the line, which I call the issue of Asbab, something that prompts Adam to perform or to touch this particular tree is, at the end of the day, the issue of actualization of his vicegerency must be rooted through this particular cause or this particular reason. That's why something along the line happens. فَزَلَّهُمَ الشَّيْطَانُ عَنْهَا فَأَخْرَجَهُمَا مِمَّا كَانَا فِيهِ وَقُلْنَا هَبِدُوا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌّ وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرٌّ وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَى حِينٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, after that, but Satan caused them to slip out of it and removed them from the condition in which they had been. And we said, when we said to him, go down, all of you, as enemies to one another, and you will have upon the earth a place of settlement and provision for a time. In this particular verse, we have seen the issue of Shaitan is mentioned here. And besides Shaitan, as we used to see in the various books of Tafsir, that snake also is part of this particular thing that happened. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave a commandment, since you are disturbed or you are deceived by devil, at the end of the day, all of you should go down, should come down to this particular earth. So the issue, as we have seen it in the other verses of the Holy Quran, clearly elucidated, is that Prophet Adam alayhi salatu wasalam happens to be there, and Satan, the devil, the cursed one from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, said to him, I will guide you to a tree of perpetuation. That particular tree, if you eat it, you will remain perpetual in this particular comfort of the glorious garden. Then he deceived them. And in another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَقَاسَمُهُمَا إِنِّي لَكُمَا لَمِنَ النَّاسِهِينَ. See, he swear with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that yes, I am definitely giving you an advice that will be very profitable to you if you abide by this particular advice. That's what he told them. وَقَاسَمُهُمَا, and he swear in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, and Prophet Adam, being a pious and righteous servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he taught nobody among the creations will mention the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under the pretense of falsehood, so that at the end of the day, it will be something entirely different, something that is opposite of the lawful commandments. So that is what happened to Prophet Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. After giving him this particular advice, he says, "Ida shajaratul khuldi wa mulkin la yabla," that this particular tree that you are told to desist from eating its fruits, if you eat it, two things will happen. One, shajaratul khuldi is a tree that will make you to stay there permanently in the paradise without Caesar. Then secondly, is a place you will have also wa mulkin la yabla, and you can have a kingdom that will be very eternal in nature. So these two things make Prophet Adam alayhi salatu wasalam to forget the commandment, and he ate from the fruits of that particular tree, as we have seen it in the Surah Taha, وَلَقَدْ أَهِدْنَا إِلَىٰ آدَمَ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَنَسِيَا. So this issue of forgetfulness is something that is almost inherent in the creation of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and it has followed suit also in his offspring, as this is virtually everybody has a certain degree of this deficiency, whereby at times you will become heedless and forget something that is even very key in your programs or in your activities. So that is what transpired, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered them that they should come down to the heavens here, where they will stay for a while. لَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرٌ وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَىٰ حِينٍ. There will be a place of settlement and provision, that all their sustenance, all what can nourish their body, will be sourced from this particular earth. That is what how it went, and Adam and Hawa, devil and the snake, all of them came down to this particular wall, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَتَلَقَى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter, then Adam received from his Lord some words. These words, scholars have mentioned divergent opinions or views on that, and he accepted his repentance. Indeed, it is he who is accepting of repentance the merciful. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The issue of Adam has gotten some words which he has interceded with that, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted him. It was clearly said in the hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the Prophet Adam interceded with the position of Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that by virtue of his immense status and dignity in the sight of Allah, he has interceded with his position that Allah wa ta'ala should overlook his wrongdoings, his shortcomings, and shower his blessings of repentance on him. And that's how it went. In another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they have glorified and sanctified Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and admitted that they have really erred, and they asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَن تَكْفِرْلَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. If you didn't accept our plea, and at the end of the day, and you didn't forgive us, definitely you will be among the losers in your sight. That is what Prophet Adam alayhi salatu wasalam said, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted, because he is at-tawwab, the one who accepts those that repented, ar-Rahim, and he's the one who is having the mercy that is limitless. He showered his mercy on the entire creations, all and sundry, getting their share of mercy from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he rightly said, wa rahmati wasiat kulla shay, that my mercy has encompassed everything, everything that you know, everything that happens in the unsamun, the unseen, gets this share of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why nobody is out of it. It encompasses everybody. That's why Shaykh Tijar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in the explanation that explaining one verse of the Holy Quran, where he said, "Ulaika isu min rahmati," those that are dwellers of the hellfire, they are those that doesn't have a portion from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is those, he said, that particular issue of rahmah that is mentioned is talking about paradise, and paradise is not the only mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the mercy of Allah is even with those that are in the hellfire. There are a certain percentage of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always with them, as those creations which they need Allah's favor, they need Allah's mercy, and they need his support in all ramifications. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Qulna habidu minha jami'a fa imma ya'tiyannakum minni hudan man tabi'a hudaya fala khawfun 'alayhim wa la hum yahzanun." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Go down from it," that is from the garden, "all of you, and when guidance comes to you from me, whoever follows my guidance, there will be no fear concerning them, nor will they grieve." The issue of al-huzn wal-khawfu, that is the issue of grief and the issue of fear. These are two things that are always with human beings, or with the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even in the animal kingdom, the issue of fear is in their physiology. That particular issue is that whenever a person wants to transit from here to the hereafter, and at the point of death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us two things used to occupy the mind of his servant. That is the issue of kauf, which is fear, and the issue of huzn, which is grief. Then what he is going to meet in the hereafter will preoccupy his mind, that is it going to be mercy? Is it going to be something worthwhile, whereby he will get enough comfort from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This particular thing will occupy his mind. And at the end of the day, that's the first thing. Then the second thing is the issue of grief. That is the issue of what he will leave behind him, his family, his children, his relatives, his colleagues, and what have you. Then what will follow after his demise, after his departure to the hereafter? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him that لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. As long as you are a believer, and you have combined this act of belief and the act of performing good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow on you, that is the through his favor, he will bestow on you this and give you a way out of these two things. You will be free from fear, and you will be free from grief in the future. In the hereafter, what you will get is khair, is completely something that is good, something that is pleasing, something that is very comforting in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the other hand, those that you will leave behind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue to guide and guard your family and your loved ones. That's why we've seen it in Surah Al-Kahfi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. He was narrating to us what transpired about when Khidr and Musa went on that particular journey, which was narrated vividly in that particular chapter, that they met some people which are not very accommodating in nature in that particular town. So as strangers, they are supposed to be showered with conducive shelter, to be showered with issue of accommodation, accommodating them, giving them all what it takes, all what they need. So at the end of the day, they moved to that particular place, as we saw it in Suratul Kahfi. Therefore, this particular thing happens whereby the issue of orphans, some orphans were having their wealth, that particular wealth was kept under a safe place, under one particular location, under a designated wall. So that particular wall happens to be became a defective structure, whereby if it collapses, therefore that particular wealth is going to appear on the surface, and so some people will steal those particular wealth. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said categorically that we've sent Musa and Khidr, and they were able to strengthen that particular structure. And at the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as if we ask what is the secret or what happens, then he said, "Wa kana abuhuma salihan," their father is really a righteous man, is really a righteous person. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was very, very keen about safeguarding the property of the orphans that he left behind. Under this, we've seen the issue of grief is not there, as the issue of fear is not there, as we have seen in Surah Al-Fussilat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that a person who is a believer, when he is moving to the hereafter, at that particular point, angels will come and tell him, "Nana awliyaukum fil hayati dunya wa fil akhirah." We are really your friends. We are really very intimate with you in this world and this material and in the hereafter. Alakum fiha ma tashtahi anfusukum wa lakum fiha ma tad'un. And in the hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided everything that you are aspiring to get, anything that you want to get as part of what you need. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided that thing for you. Alakum fiha ma tashtahi anfusukum wa lakum fiha ma tad'un. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made ample provision, a very conducive provision for you in the hereafter. And we know, even if you are traveling to a place and you are told that you are the person that will give you accommodation there is more or less an emir of that particular town, or a governor, or a senator, or something very, a person that is having a very superior position, you will definitely, your shelter is going to be full of comfort, is going to be full of luxury, regardless of where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he is the one who will provide everything as shelter, nuzlan min ghafuri rahim. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this is on the issue of Prophet Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and they will not get a share of fear or any grief because of having these two aspects, that is the issue of belief and the issue of good deeds. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. And those who disbelieve and deny our signs, they disbelieve and deny our signs, those will be companions of the fire. They will abide herein eternally. Therein they will abide eternally without issue of, without season. This particular thing also is that those that are dwellers or companions of the paradise, they are going to stay there forever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that يُبَشِّرُهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِرَحْمَةٍ مِّنْهُ وَرِضْوَانٍ وَجَنَّاتٍ لَهُ فِيهَا نَئِيمٌ مُقِيمٌ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for them, they should be given glad tidings that بِرَحْمَةٍ مِّنْهُ, he has provided divine mercy for them, رَحْمَةٍ مِّنْهُ وَرِضْوَانٍ, and he has admitted them among the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is pleased with them. He is pleased with their actions. He is pleased with them. Therefore, they cannot be flung into the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجَنَّاتٍ لَهُمْ فِيَا نَئِيمٌ مُقِيمٌ. And the glorious garden, whereby in it there is favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are limitless, that are infinite, which are provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But those that disbelieve, those that deny our signs, they have rejected the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These signs are of two types. There's what is called al-ayatul kawniya and ayatul shar'iya. Ayatul kawniya, these are visible entities that we normally see. We look at the sky, you look at the horizon. If you look at the sky, you will see it is spread without any pillar suspending it. No, you cannot see it. But you, as a human being, if you are asked to erect a canopy whereby a shade is needed, and the instruction before doing it that you should do it without any pillar, you leave it like that as the sky is spread. One from the beginning knew that this is an impossibility. He cannot even venture into that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who created the sky, the heavens, with bighairi amadin tarawnaha, without any pillar that support it or make it suspended. So they rejected our signs. Then secondly, they rejected the verses of the Holy Quran. Rejecting the verses of the Holy Quran, if one has rejected one verse, is equivalent to the rejection of the entire verses of the Holy Quran. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrates to us about the Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَىٰ تِسْعَ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ. With it, gave Musa alayhi salatu wa salam 9 of our signs. That is the issue of miracles. He was given 9 prophetic miracles, which he was having during his time. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when narrating this, then He said, those that rejected it, كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا كُلِّهَا, then they rejected the verse completely, all of them. So, but if you look at it, it's only 9 signs or 9 miracles given to Moses, but rejecting even one is equivalent to rejecting the whole, took less of rejecting 9, which was given to Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So here, those that disbelieve, those that rejected our signs, we have made them those that will dwell in the hellfire, and they will be there permanently, eternally, and they will be there in that particular painful chastisement which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided for them. And it is based on what they have performed. وَمَا ظَلَمُهُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not meted any act of injustice on them. What they did, it's more or less like sowing. When you sow a seed at the beginning of farming season, for example, you sow seeds of maize during harvest, you shouldn't deceive yourself that you can go to the farm and harvest wheat. No, what you have sown is what you are going to harvest. So what they have sown what they like. That is the issue of disbelief. And what they are going to definitely reap out of that or harvest at the tail end is that they are going to harvest the issue of being in the torments eternally without Caesar, which all these are provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is rewarding His servants. Nobody will reward you like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And same thing if He is to punish, to put some servants that are disbelievers in the hellfire, degree or magnitude of that particular painful chastisement is very peculiar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the extent that nobody, an individual or an institution, will have that particular power of meting a punishment of that magnitude. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يُسِقُ وَسَاقَهُ أَحَدْ وَلَا يَزِبُ أَزَابَهُ أَحَدْ, that He believers, same thing, وَلَا يُعَذِّبُ عَذَابَهُ أَحَدْ. يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَتِيَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَأَنِّي فَوَّفُ بِعَهْدِي أُوفِ بِعَهْدِكُمْ وَإِيَّايَ فَارْهَبُونِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, oh children of Israel, remember my favor. Remember my favor which I have bestowed upon you, and fulfill my covenant upon you, that I will fulfill your covenant from me, and be afraid of me. That is In this particular verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has categorized or stated three things. One, remember my favor. This issue of remembering the favor Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whenever you remember Allah's favor, then it should be appreciated, whereby you become subservient in your creed, in your devotions, even in your relations with other servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the issue here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done a lot of bounties, a lot of favors on the children of Israel, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they should remember that particular favor so that they can show their appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after appreciating it, what will follow? La in shakartum la azidannakum. If you definitely appreciate my favor, you have shown your gratitude, then I will definitely increase the amount of favor or the amount of mercy that I have already bestowed on you. So the issue of remembering the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very key here. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another verse was telling us, Alam tara ila allazina baddalu ni'matallahi kufran wa halu qawmuhum daral bawa. Have you not seen those category of people after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showered his blessings as his bounties on them, and they visibly rejected that particular thing? As a baddalu ni'matallahi kufran, to the extent that they changed the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with disbelief. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided for them the issue of provided to them a place or a shelter which is full of chastisement, full of torment because of what they perform. Therefore, here, if we look at the Holy Quran, always is telling us, look at the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Ummah of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have seen in Surah Ali Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألّف بين قلوبكم وأصبحتم. You should remember Allah's favor when you were enemies before the advent of the religion. Aus and Khazraj, there are two tribes in Mecca and Medina. Then they were having a crisis. They were having a serious anarchy, serious issue of antagonistic relationship between them, whereby at the end of the day, it's only Islam that came and solved this particular problem, to the extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, narrating to them and flashing their mind back, saying that, remember that you are enemies, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through his favor, he has make you brothers. Kuntum binimati ikwanan wa kuntum ala shafa hufratin minan nari fa anqazakum minha. Then you happen to be at the brink of hellfire, you are about to descend into that particular hellfire, but what follows? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through his mercy, he has removed you from that and make you what, and bring felicity unto you. Fa anqazakum minha. Then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has through his preaching, through his guidance, remove you from that brink of hellfire and brought you to the garden, or the glorious garden. So this issue of appreciating Allah's favor is always very key in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the second thing is the issue of wa'awfu bi ahdi ufi bi ahdikum. You should fulfill my covenant. Covenant here, if there's any contract between you and people or an institutions, you are supposed to fulfill it. Talk less of the supreme covenant, which is between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his servants, the issue of serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونِ. We've not created jinns and mankind, but they should serve me. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Az-Zariyat. So this is the covenant which anybody you are able to see, you've seen in this particular earth, that he has come with this covenant. كل مولود يولد على الفطرة إلا أن أبواه يهودانه أو يمجسانه أو ينصراني. Anybody you've seen here that is given birth to, he has come with this particular issue of sacred and very clear and stainless act of belief from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until at the latter days, it is his parents that will make him either a Jew or his, he would, they will make him an atheist or any other form of disbelief. So this is the issue of the covenant, and wa iyaya farhabun, and you should be afraid of me, you should be afraid of my torment, and ultimate return is to me. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said at this verse. Because of time factor, we are going to stop here. May Allah see us through. May Allah be with us in all our ramifications. May Allah assist and continue to support this media, this our glorious TV, that is that Tijaniya TV, that always convey this message to all and sundry. May Allah see us through. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad al-Fatih lima aghlaq, wal khatimi lima sabaq, nasir al-haqq bil-haqq, wal hadi ila siratika al-mustaqim, wa ala alihi haqqa qadrihi wa miqdari al-azim. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. السلام عليكم.